My name is Ken Miyoshi, and I'm from Huntington Beach, California. And I am a Shinise, which is a first generation coming to America. Well, as a Shinise, I was born in Tokyo, and I was raised in the Philippines, which my parents ended up opening up a seafood business to export to here, to the United States, and I eventually ended up here in Los Angeles. I grew up in Cerritos, which is obviously the border of Orange County and Los Angeles. My interest in cars is from my brother, which he hung out more with like the Asian groups. The older ones, either his friend's brothers were from a group. There was a large, very popular group called Shoreline Racing, and a couple of the members were in Cerritos. And a lot of the Asian kids looked up to them and wanted to be just like them, so they created subgroups just like Shoreline Racing.
So and you got involved with one of those subgroups? Or?
Yes. So there was a largely Japanese-American group called Pacific Power, namely fitting, obviously, with Pacific Ocean and power, as you mean horsepower. And most of them were from Cerritos, Fullerton, Buena Park, but mostly around surrounding areas. Whether they knew each other from martial arts or the Seiyo basketball. So they kind of already was clumped up and grew up together, and they sort of got all into cars together, which my brothers were friends of, and I got influenced into it. They were doing nightclub events. So that's when me and my friends got together, and we started doing a little, we started making deals with these night bars and renting them out and doing 18 and over events. And the popularities for all these Asian parties was first a sense of belonging, because obviously there wasn't much things to do at night. It was kind of like a race cruise where who could throw the better parties. So that's another factor what drove me to throw bigger parties. And it's kind of like a pat on the back when even South Bay people come to our parties. Sometimes never ended good because there was a fight, yeah, it was just, I think each promoter had a sense of competition. The transition from throwing parties to car shows was, there was a time when I was throwing car shows and obviously parties, but that came when we were doing a nightclub in here in downtown Los Angeles. And they had a smoking section. I was out in the balcony, and then I was already, you know, had fixed up cars, but noticed that they would like to cruise up and down the street. And you know, when there's a line, the reason why they cruise back in the street is because they want the people in the line taking a look at their cars. And right when everybody else is inside, I don't know if they don't want to pay the entrance fee, but they would stand, they would park their cars outside, stand next to the cars, and wait till the club is over so they can be seen again while they're walking out. So I think that triggered me to a point where it's saying, well, if they want to be seen and you know they want to hang out, I want to encompass that into under one roof in a convention or a convention center or a huge building atmosphere. And that's where Show Off became.
So tell me about tell me about that first Show Off. When was it and where was it and how did you put it together?
Okay. Well, the car show was mainly called Import Show Off. Was put together in Pomona Fairplex. It was in 1994. And we've gotten together and talked to a couple of clubs, the car clubs, and seeing that if there was any interest, we passed out flyers. And people mailed in with a picture if they're interested in showing their cars. And that kind of was my research to see if it can move forward. And then that's when we moved forward in presenting at the Fairplex staff. And they were first not too welcome, since a couple years before that they had a lowrider show, which for them, any modified car is modified car. And there was a stabbing. So, you know, they didn't know if the right demographics would be coming. And they banned those lowrider shows at Pomona Fairplex.
In terms of the specifically the import car shows that you begin to throw with mm-hmm. the show-offs, did those kinds of shows already exist before you got involved in that scene? And if they did, what were they like?
Okay. Before car shows, there were like, in modern terms, like a little meet where everyone meets, but it wasn't to a point where there's like admissions or things like that. But I think the whole shift in paying admission or wanting to come, you know, thousands of people want to come in one place to see it was the Battle of the Imports, which was a drag race that happened in Palmdale Raceway, where an organizer, he's a Korean American, his name's Frank Choi, he put together maybe two or three times a year where it was largely first started as sorority and fraternity battles. So friendly competitions amongst Asians first started from Battle of the Imports, which kind of gave me the push to saying, okay, these cars are fast, but they don't look as nice. I like nice looking cars. And I'm doing promoting events, and I know that I could get more people that are not into speed to have more interest at our car shows. For the first car show, after reaching out to a couple people, I personally had an inner feeling that it would work, but there was like the deterrence where even people from my inner circle said, wait a minute, so you're gonna charge people to show their cars, and you're gonna charge people to go come see the cars. That's not gonna happen, you know? You could just hang out and, you know, throw a little parking lot, you know, and have people come. And I said, well, that's, you know, that's cool. You could maybe grab about 100 people, but this is when you wanna bring thousands of people into one place. They're doing it in Palmdale. I'm sure they could do it in Pomona. So I had a really inner gut feeling with a little bit of a discouragement from the outside.
And it sounds like the Fairplex folks were also a little bit hesitant as well.
Yes, they obviously they would like to have hold any events because that's what they are, an event hall. But they weren't so sure of the demographics to a point where I had to turn in a roster and to show them that they all had names like Lee, Nakamura versus Gonzalez, Lopez. And it's kind of weird that you know, I had to show pictures because all the entries, I had to show the pictures to make sure that they can rest assured that there are no low riders at the show.
Seems a little racist on their part in terms of, like, they're basically profiling, like, who's
exactly. I was more, I already knew that, you know, it would bring the right demographics, so I just, complied with their requests. But yeah, if, you know, come looking back at all of it now, and obviously being this era of being correct, it would definitely be profiling, for sure. That's for sure.
So how did that first show go?
It went really, our first show at Pomona went really well, to the point where right when I finished, I got phone calls or pager texts. When's next? So I wasn't thinking of, you know, I just wanted to decompress. I was in my room. I didn't even get out for like a week just to decompress. But right when I finished, I wanted to do another event. We knew that there's a large... because of Battle of the Imports, there was a large subculture in San Diego also. So there was a lot of Filipinos and Asians, because we're doing it out here, that kind of went over and they have their illegal drag races out there. So we did it at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and that one even did more. And as we moved on to San Francisco, we made more people, so it just kind of snowballed from there.
What do you think made those early show-offs so popular, both for people who were participating, but also for the people who wanted to come through to spectate?
Our car shows appealed more because, as opposed to Battle of the Imports, it's out in the sun, it's sometimes even 100 degrees, 90, 100 degrees weather, where Pomona is a controlled, well, first of all, you could get there like in 40 minutes, not like 2 hours. And secondly, we geared it towards where Battle of the Imports was throwing flyers more towards colleges. We as promoters went to other promoter nightclub promoter events and bomb flyers there, or we were promoting it at our event and bomb flyers there. And then we also put in like our DJs are performing or things that could kind of trigger. But later on, as we got bigger and bigger, more interest came that way. We did the dance crew show off, the turntable show off, and other entertainment events.